Radio Now, it's Elliot King with Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and right now we are going to celebrate a very, very special birthday.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Come on.
Bad
you in first place. Get it, Liv. Get it, Liv. Get it, Liv.
It's your birthday.
Go, go, go.
It's your birthday.
What?
It's your birthday.
Hey. So the birthday isn't actually today. You know how people celebrate their birthdays like all week long, month long?
I know some basic bees that are my friends that celebrate it all month long. So
yeah, and made us celebrate along with them.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's okay. We love you. Not that much, but
yeah.
But we love you. But somebody we do love, who we all love, is SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes!
And it is his birthday on a Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday, July 14th.
Yes. How old is he turning?
He's going to be... So this is like his birthday like in the show. Like his birthday in the show is July 14th. He'll be 33 years old.
See, but it's like never known. Like when you're watching it, they never really talk about his age.
And his ID. Doesn't it say his birthday on his ID?
Yeah, it has like the date on
it. July 14th.
But isn't the year like super old?
No, 80... I hate when she does that. 86 is not super old.
Oh.
Now, I'm pretty sure I've got a lot of different theories on how old SpongeBob is. Because the show, like you said, it's like only 20 years old.
Right, because it came out in 1999.
Yeah, and in the movie.
That's crazy to think about.
Right? It's been around 20
years. So old, right,
Liv? I know. Well, I mean, I was only four. I was only four in 1999 when it came out.
So long ago.
But I remember watching it even up until I was like, I mean, probably like 16.
Right. I still watch it.
Yeah.
But SpongeBob the show could not get into any bars though. That's how it's only 20. But in the movie, he wins like 134 consecutive employees of the month.
Mm. Right.
Like, you do that math, there's no way he's only 33.
Exactly. See?
No, that's not you said 134, so divided by 12 is like 12. Right?
Like 12.
No, 11. It's like 11.
Oh.
So, yeah, if he's 33 and he started working when he was 21.
And when did he start working?
Right.
When he was 21. Yeah, so that's right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. Well, so we're going to talk about our favorite, most SpongeBob moments.
Yes, we're going to be nostalgic with SpongeBob here for a minute because who doesn't want to be?
I love SpongeBob. Like, I need to find out where he's streaming. Is he still streaming like on Hulu or anything?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can find it on Hulu.
Yeah, because I'll watch
if
that
If not,
every day.
There's definitely like at least 30 like Reddit pages that will stream it.
So what's some of your favorite SpongeBob moments then?
My favorite one is when... They go to rock bottom.
Oh, that's the one where they like speak in a weird language, right?
Yeah, it's a different language. So,
can you do it?
Yeah, duh.
Was that it? Or you just choked?
No, okay. I'm just choked. Yeah, I'm just being like,
was that the language?
No, that's not the language. Ready?
Okay.
I can absolutely do it.
Ew, dude. Your microphone is all wet now.
I got on my microphone.
It wasn't that good.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm so
yeah.
Good
it was
it,
and like if you don't do that, they don't understand.
They can't
you.
Understand like, you.
That's a whole different one. Yeah, that's a great one. What about you, Porkchop?
Oh, I've got so many. One of my favorites. I mean, I talk about it all the time. Is the episode with the chocolate where like SpongeBob and Patrick are trying to sell chocolate, and they go to this old lady's house. Can I do my impersonation?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so the old lady, she answers the door. What? What? They're selling chocolates? Yeah, chocolates. So the old lady says, chocolate. Sweet, savory chocolate. I remember when it was first invented. I always hated it.
That's a great episode.
We have the clip for it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Let's see how well.
Let's measure it up.
Chocolates. What? Chocolates.
I can't hear you.
They're selling chocolates!
They're selling chocolate!
Yeah!
Chocolate. Yeah. I remember when they first invented chocolate. Sweet, sweet chocolate. I always hated it.
Oh, not bad.
I always hated it.
Yeah, that's actually really good.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you.
833-563-2539 or hit us up on social media at Radio Now AM Show. Share your favorite SpongeBob moments. One of the classics that I always love. And still to this day, I'll sing it. The Krusty Krab. P. pizza episode.
Yes.
Do you have it?
Yes, of course. Let's,
do you guys want me to sing it first?
Sing along with it.
Okay, I'll sing along with it.
Yeah, maybe.
Fine.
Give you some vocal accompaniment.
Rusty Craig, yeah. Pizza is the pizza jam for you and me.
Yes.
I think I got up there with
you. Got that high note. I could have took that one down. That would have been all you.
Oh, that is such a good one. Remember when they drive the rock? That's episode when they get on the rock and they just drive the rock.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I love that one.
What about this one? Do you remember this one?
I made my house a mess, which was making it clean, which made Squidward clean my
yard. Opposite day.
But that really means he's messing it up. But the opposite of clean is filth, which means filth is clean. That means Squidward's really making my yard a wreck. But I'd normally wreck my own yard, which means Squidward's being the opposite of Squidward, which means he's SpongeBob.
I have another clip to go along with that one. Because if you remember later on in that day, I think an insurance person came to sell Squidward's house or something.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you?
Why, I'm Squidward.
What kind of fool do you take me for? He's Squidward, you're Squidward, I'm Squidward! Are there any other Squidwards I should know about?
Meow.
Okay, I'm out of here. Is that Gary being
Squidward the snail?
I love that.
Oh, that is awesome.
Okay, real talk.
Okay.
What would you do to actually try a Krabby Patty? Because they used to look so good.
Did they put
I would
cheese
get
on
hungry
them?
Every single... No.
That's why they didn't look good to me, because there's no cheese
on
them.
No, I'm pretty sure. No, I
sometimes
think there is cheese on it. Yeah, there is cheese on a Krabby Patty. And I would get starving when I would watch SpongeBob, because I was like, the Krabby Patties look so freaking good.
Yeah, remember when that Squidward first tasted it and was like, yeah, I don't like these Krabby Patties. Then he got obese and
yes, he ate an entire room of Krabby Patties. He was going through them.
I've actually had Krabby Patties, and
no, you
I
haven't.
Always hated it.